This is Come Haunt Me, written by There Must Be a Lock, and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC fic, rated explicit, in which the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It features the relationship Jason Todd / Jason Todd. Jason's looking forward to an entirely mundane afternoon of errands and cleaning. He's freshly showered, double-checking the guns in his shoulder holsters, and shrugging on his leather jacket when he feels the strange, dizzying, unfortunately familiar tug of magic behind his breastbone. The second his vision clears, he's got the guns out, but he knows almost immediately that he doesn't need to use them. Most of the people around him are familiar. Dick, Corey, Gar, all except one, a kid in a yellow hoodie. Jason, Dick asks. At the same time as Jason nods, the kid says, "Don't look at me, bro, I didn't do shit." Jason stares at the stranger for a long, silent moment before he snarls, "Who the hell are you?" "I'm Robin, dude, who the fuck are you?" retorts the kid wearing Robin's colors. Almost looks like him. Him through a funhouse mirror and 5 Instagram filters. Same curly hair, same stubborn jaw, same eyes. But smaller. So much smaller. And prettier somehow. None of the scars. His cheeks are smooth, pale skin unmarked. No pale slash through his eyebrow. No white streak in his hair. No splintered pink line across his jaw. No shiny, knotted J branded into his cheek. "Whoa," Gar blurts out. "Is this an alternate dimension thing?" Nobody answers. "How old are you?" Jason asks, voice rough. 19, Robin says. "How old are you?" 19, Jason says. His tongue feels thick and clumsy. It's hard to get the word out. "No way," Robin breathes, eyes sparkling. He bounces on the balls of his feet as he takes a few steps closer. Too close. "What the fuck happened to you, bro?" Then he reaches up like he's going to touch the scar that spiders across Jason's jaw. Jason ducks away and grabs his head, slams it down to send Robin toppling to the ground, in the blink of an eye. "Holy shit," Gar whispers. Next to him, Dick is trying not to smirk. Apparently, Robin had it coming. "I'm not your bro," Jason says flatly. "Yeah, no shit, you're a fucking asshole," Robin says. "And you're a whiny little bitch," Jason snaps. "If you put that hand near me again, I'll break it." He stalks away toward the balcony. He needs some goddamn air. He's done the alternate universe thing before. It doesn't feel quite as strange as it used to, but he's not sure he'll ever get over all the alternate versions of himself, all the ways his life could have gone differently. Jason allows himself 2 cigarettes worth of brooding over it, watching the sun start to set over the horizon, and then he pulls himself together and goes inside to handle his shit. Because that's what he does in every fucking universe. He handles his shit. He makes a call to Constantine, checks to make sure Flash didn't break the multiverse again, and then he settles in to wait it out, because sometimes that's all you can do. So much for a quiet afternoon. Most of the Titans were getting ready to leave, heading out on some sort of mission. But under the circumstances, Dick decides Robin should stay. "In case Constantine needs both of you to fix this," Dick says. But Jason gets the sense he's not exactly unhappy to leave Robin behind. Dick claps Jason on the shoulder with a jovial smile and says, "Make sure he doesn't burn the place down," and then he's gone. Asshole. He's out on the balcony smoking again when Robin finds him. "Sorry about earlier," he says, subdued, and holds out a beer like a peace offering. Jason takes it. 19, huh? whatever, nobody cares if I have a couple brews. Then he thinks about it. Oh yeah, I was wondering about that. If we're the same age, how are you so much bigger? I had a recent growth spurt. Some magic shit. We think it undid a lot of the problems from growing up underfed. Robin frowns, examining him intently, with his head cocked like his namesake. Look, I'm not trying to be a dick, okay? But what happened to you? Jason touches the white streak, self-conscious like he rarely is these days, and says, I've seen a few alternate universes at this point, and let's just say it seems like you've had it easier than most of us. Easier? Robin's mouth works like he wants to say something scornful, which is fair enough, because Jason has yet to meet a version of himself who's had it easy by any normal person's standards. But then his eyes flicker over Jason's scars, the one along his jaw and the one through his eyebrow, the goddamn brand on his cheek, and he shuts his mouth again. Doesn't matter which universe they're in, no version of Jason is an idiot. They get to comparing stories, though, once they go back inside and settle on the big sectional in the main room. Some things are the same: Catherine dead, Willis in jail, Bruce catching them stealing tires. It sounds like the big difference here is the age they were when Catherine died. In Robin's world, she made it through that particular overdose, and made it a few more years after that, too. And afterward, Robin put his head down, stayed out of trouble as best he could, made it a few more years than Jason had, living in foster homes, putting up with the bullshit, wasn't left on his own for anywhere near as long. It's hard to breathe, for a moment, when he puts it together. But out of the corner of his eye, Robin is watching him warily, and Jason forces himself to breathe, forces himself not to lash out. He considers asking about Sheila and the Joker, but he has a feeling he knows the answer. Favorite book? He asks instead. Safer territory. Robin hesitates and shrugs. Too cool for reading in this universe, Jason scoffs, which makes Robin laugh and duck his head. I mean, no, but I guess I just don't talk about it much, he admits sheepishly. Pride and Prejudice. Same. Before he can think of anything to say, Robin asks, in a carefully casual tone, you got a girlfriend? Seriously? Robin has gone pink. He shrugs again. I'm gay, Jason tells him bluntly. Oh. Another pause while he fidgets with the zipper of his hoodie. I'm into guys too, I guess. Bi, maybe. But I think maybe I might like guys better. Funny, that's what Jason used to tell himself, too. You're, like, out. You're not, Jason guesses. Robin shrugs, grimacing. Bruce knows, nobody else. When did you figure it out? Just a couple years ago. I don't know. Never really had a reason to figure it out, I guess. Never seemed relevant. 'Cause, like, why bother, right? Not like I have time for that shit. What about you? Jason takes a deep breath. When I was 11. 11? Was there? It was relevant, Jason says simply, and watches the momentary confusion, the furrowed brow. It's when I started having sex. And it wasn't, well, there were a lot of things about it I didn't like, but I realized pretty quick that the fact that it was men wasn't one of those things. Robin's eyes go wide before he hides the shock. He swallows hard, clears his throat. Oh. You're still a virgin, aren't you? Jason asks. What? Robin sputters, with an unconvincing laugh. No, why would you? Bullshit. He full-on sulks, and Jason fights the urge to laugh at him. Yeah, fine. I mean, I've hooked up with people, but just never... Whatever, I'm working on it, okay? Working on it? I figured, while I'm here, might as well. Robin shrugs. San Francisco, right? Hell of a lot more places to pick up guys than in Gotham. You're just gonna... Yeah, Robin says, with a stubborn jut of his chin. Why not? It'll be easy. I know what I look like. Cocky little shit, Jason says, half exasperation and half admiration. I mean, take it as a compliment. He gives Jason a practiced look through his lashes, coy and flirtatious. Maybe you got a couple more scars, but you have looked in a mirror lately, right? Jason blinks and thinks, as infrequently as possible. Then he shakes his head and says, "That's not the point. I just meant picking up a stranger for your first time. That's, you don't want to do it like that." "Fuck you," Robin snaps, and the cold fury is breathtakingly sudden. "I don't give a shit how well you think you know my life. I don't give a shit if you are me. Don't you fucking dare tell me what I should want." For the first time, Jason thinks, "Yeah, that's definitely me." "Sorry," he says quietly. "You're right. He thinks about it for a second, considers telling Robin that one-night stands with strangers aren't all what they're cracked up to be, and wonders if that makes him the voice of experience or just a big goddamn hypocrite. It's better when it's somebody you trust at least a little bit, especially if you're not used to it, you know? Robin narrows his eyes, calculating, and asks, "You offering?" "You gotta be kidding me," Jason says. Robin's mouth twitches expressively. "Hey, can you blame me? Might as well do it with somebody who knows exactly what I like. And if it sucks, you'll pop back into your universe and I'll stay in mine, and we never have to worry about awkwardly running into each other again." The fucking balls on this kid, for fuck's sake. Jason is quiet for a second too long. Robin scowls and says, "Look, I'm gonna find somebody to pop my cherry, one way or the other. I just figured, if you really think it's a bad idea to get with a stranger..." "Okay," Jason says, before he knows that's what he wants to say. Robin freezes. "What?" "I said okay," Jason says. It comes out more snappishly than he intended. He takes a deep breath and drains the last of his beer, setting the bottle down on the coffee table before settling back against the couch cushions. "Gonna catch flies with that mouth, or are you gonna kiss me?" Robin sets his beer down too, hasty and overeager, like he's afraid Jason will change his mind. Then he's standing, wiping his palms on his jeans, and coming over to stand in front of him. He straddles Jason, graceful and easy. Jason spares a moment to think that he should change his mind, that this is fucking insane, and then he's being kissed so thoroughly and enthusiastically that it wipes the other thoughts right out of his head. Maybe it should be bizarre, kissing himself, but the truth is, this cocky, bratty kid feels like a stranger. It's absurd that they could be the same age, because he feels like a kid, and Jason feels like he's lived an entire lifetime in his 19 years. Technically, he's already on his second lifetime. Sometimes he wonders if his death was destiny, written in the stars somehow. It's a comforting idea, but this unscarred stranger in his lap seems to be in-fucking-controvertible proof that the only reason Jason ended up in an early grave was his own string of stupid decisions. They do have some of the same sweet spots, though. Jason tangles a hand in Robin's curls, tugs, and gets a rough, shocked gasp for his efforts. He does it again, harder, and sure enough, Robin moans and squirms against him. "God, fuck, that's hot," he laughs, already breathless. "Can I touch you?" "Slow the fuck down," Jason says, and shuts him up with another kiss. He yanks Robin's head back with an unrelenting grip to get at the spot under his ear that feels like it's wired directly to his dick, nipping and sucking, and Robin lets out a loud, punched-out moan. Jason grins against the pale, unmarked skin of his throat. There's a vicious satisfaction in sinking his teeth in, an ugly surge of emotion at every whimpery inhale. He works bruises into the flesh until Robin's gasping and whining and rolling his hips helplessly. Robin keeps grabbing at the hem of his shirt like he wants to get Jason out of his clothes, and Jason just isn't ready for that. There's a couple reasons he usually sticks to quick, dirty fucks in bathroom stalls, and only one of them is because that's what I'm used to. The other is white and ropey and shaped like a Y, and Jason wouldn't blame anybody for running in the other direction when they saw it. But it's easy enough to distract Robin. "Come on then," Jason says, and smacks him lightly on the hip. "Huh?" he asks, dazed. "You want to get fucked or not? Show me your room." Robin gets off his lap so hurriedly he almost trips. Jason gets him on the bed, gets on top of him, slots their bodies together like puzzle pieces, and grinds their hips together until he can feel bruises forming, until he can feel Robin starting to fucking unravel underneath him. "Feels so fucking good," Robin pants. Can I suck you off?" "Already desperate enough to beg for a dick in your mouth, huh?" Jason murmurs. "Jesus, you sound filthy." Robin freezes, trembling. For one awful moment, Jason wonders if he was wrong about this, if the way he likes being talked to in bed has fuck all to do with nature and everything to do with nurture, with the way he was conditioned to like it when he started having too much sex too early in his life. If he likes what he likes because of all the goddamn trauma and not because he was just born this way. But then Robin whines, fuck, with a full body shudder that grinds his hard cock against Jason's hip. Jason keeps his head tucked down, face hidden against his neck, and lets out a harsh exhale, taking a moment to collect himself, trying not to wonder what he would have done if this innocent, unspoiled version of him hadn't been into that. Jason sticks a hand on the front of his jeans, cups him, and the kid moans out loud, all but melts, overwhelmed, and lets Jason peel him out of his clothes. "Lube?" he asks, and Robin scrambles for the nightstand. If it was anybody else, Jason might describe his flustered excitement as adorable, but he's not feeling particularly charitable at the moment. Robin's rock hard by the time Jason gets him laid out on the bed, leaking steadily, thrusting his hips minutely into the air like he can't help himself. It's a fucking trip, seeing himself like this. Sprawled out with all that creamy smooth skin, a wet red mouth that looks obscenely swollen. Jason slicks his fingers and asks, "Done this to yourself before?" "Sure, didn't really see what all the fuss was about, but yeah." "Uh-huh," Jason says, and he slips two fingers in, finds the right spot with the ease of practice. "Fuck," Robin grunts, cock twitching and dripping. Jason massages it, fast and relentless. "Now you're getting it." "Oh, fuck." He throws his head back, rolling his hips, trying to fuck himself on Jason's hand. "Oh, shit, you gotta stop, that's too much, I..." "Jesus, you're easy," Jason says, low and mean. And Robin comes with a high, keening moan, spurting over his chest and stomach so intensely it almost hits his chin. When Jason keeps rubbing that spot, milking him dry, he shouts, hands twisting in the sheets, eyes rolled back in his head. By the time he lets up, Robin's got tears running down his temples as he makes rough, wordless cries, stomach muscles twitching and clenching as he spasms. Jason gives him a second to recover. He stands, shucks his own jeans, watches the way Robin shakes, chest heaving. The flush and the tears and the shine of cum and sweat on his skin isn't enough to make him any less infuriatingly pretty. Jason wants to mess him up. He gets back on the bed, ducks his head, licks a stripe up the underside of Robin's blood-flushed dick, swirling his tongue over the tip. "Fuck," Robin gasps. "Too much." "You can take it," Jason tells him, not particularly nicely. He does it again, slurping the head into his mouth, sucking away the lingering bitterness of cum. Robin whines for a moment, but Jason can feel when the moment of oversensitivity passes, quickly eases, turns into pleasure. He starts filling out against Jason's tongue, harder by the second. Jason glances up at him as he drizzles more lube onto his fingers, adding a third, and he can see the discomfort flicker across Robin's face for a moment. Then Jason hollows his cheeks, sucks, bobbing his head and swallowing him down until he can feel the pressure at the back of his throat, and he just keeps swallowing until his nose brushes wiry curls. "Holy shit, motherfuck, that's shit!" Jason gets lost in the rhythm of it for a moment, stretching and stroking with his fingers, setting a slow, steady rhythm as he alternates teasing licks and deep suction, tasting little bursts of salty pre-cum on his tongue, feeling Robin's thighs start to shake. He's babbling, curses and pleas and prays at an ever-increasing volume, quickly crossing the line into desperation. "Oh, goddamn, that's... fuck, yeah, shit. Don't stop. Oh my god, that feels so good." Jason doesn't remember ever being this eager, or this sensitive, or this fucking vocal. Unashamed to ask for what he wants. Unashamed to want. Just unashamed. Even now, there's a shadowy ghost of shame that accompanies the gut punch arousal Jason feels when Robin twists his hands in his hair and tugs. Jason moans around him, low and helpless, hips twitching as he ruts against the mattress, and then he shivers, fighting the urge to curl up and cringe, ignoring the echoes of jeering voices that still haunt his head. He has to remind himself that it's okay, that it's normal to get off on this, that getting off on it doesn't mean he can't put a stop to it whenever he wants. He pulls back, breathes, pauses for a moment to swallow around the lump in his throat. But the kid makes a soft, wounded sound when Jason pulls his fingers away, and he blurts out, "Sorry, shit, did I hurt you?" His eyes are huge and wet and scared. He's sweeter than he lets on. The nasty urge to bite and scratch and destroy is gone as fast as it arrived, replaced by a bruised, sad ache in Jason's chest. "No," he says quietly. "No, you didn't hurt me. You sure about this?" "God, yeah," Robin says, with a little hiccuping laugh. Jason doesn't look at Robin's face when he strips his shirt off. He doesn't want to see his reaction. "It's gonna be better if you're on all fours," he says gruffly. He avoids eye contact as he stands up long enough to step out of his boxer briefs, then gets back on the bed, fumbling with the condom wrapper. He rolls it on, slicks himself up. Then he meets Robin's gaze, raising an eyebrow in a silent dare, bracing himself for the shock or disgust or whatever else. It breaks his heart, a little bit, when there isn't a trace of surprise visible on Robin's face. Just quiet resignation. Like maybe he always thought an early death was inevitable, too. He stares at the autopsy scar for another long moment before he looks up at Jason, solemn and serious, visibly collecting himself. Then he lifts his chin and says, "Better for me, or easier for you if I'm not looking at you." Jason sputters out a laugh and wonders why he expected anything less than pure, brutal bluntness from any version of himself. "Easier for me to hit the right spot. Harder in that I won't be able to see it on your face if it hurts." Robin nods, pragmatic, and rolls over onto his stomach. Jason lines up, strokes a palm gently down his spine to caress the small of his back, and says, "You're a dick, by the way." Takes one to know one. There's only the slightest hitch in his breath as Jason starts to press in. "Tell me," Jason almost says, "tell me if I hurt you," but he knows how much pain they can take, how goddamn stubborn they both are, so instead he says, "Tell me if you want me to slow down." The muscles in Robin's shoulders bunch and roll as he goes to tense, digs his fingers into the mattress, forces himself to relax, breathe through it. Jason adjusts his angle, shifts, searches, until the next shallow roll of his hips draws a ragged groan. Robin's arms shake at the first real thrust, and he goes down on his forearms, but he bites out, "Oh my God." "There?" Jason asks, and punctuates it with a sharper thrust that makes Robin shudder and squirm. "Right fucking there. Give it to me, come on." He rests his temple on one fist while the other hand grips the sheet, giving Jason a view of his profile as he sets a deep, steady pace. He can see the way Robin's forehead creases, the way his mouth drops open, wide like a silent shout on some thrusts and not at all silent on others, letting out blissful little whimpers and curses, begging for more. "Taking it so well," Jason says, too soft. He sneaks a glance over his shoulder, painfully eager. "Yeah?" "Fuck yeah," Jason says, throat tight. "You look so good on your knees. Such a pretty little slut." Robin's entire body jolts. He shakes, moans, grabs at the sheet again like he needs an anchor. He's crying again, Jason realizes. Tears collect at the inside corner of his eye and drip down the bridge of his nose. "Am I hurting you?" Jason blurts out. "In a really fucking good way," Robin pants, breathless, and the wet catch in his inhale could either be a laugh or a sob. "Fuck. Gonna be able to feel you for days. So fucking good. I need... Fuck! Ah! Can I come?" Jason almost chokes on his gasp. "Do it. Show me how much you love getting fucked. Go on. So fucking dirty, aren't you?" Jason's not sure what makes him slide his hand closer to Robin's hand. He runs his thumb up and down Robin's pinky finger, where it's curled into a claw, digging into the mattress, and, in response, Robin's ring finger and pinky hook over his index finger, squeeze for a moment in a strange, clumsy parody of holding hands. Then Robin pulls his hand away, wraps it around his dick, and he comes with a long, broken cry. After they pull themselves together, get at least a little bit cleaned up, Robin stretches and shoots him a cocky grin with tears still drying in his lashes. He asks when he'll be ready for round two, before he makes Jason get up and go to the kitchen to get water. Jason rolls his eyes and calls him a brat, but he goes. He fills a glass, drains it, and fills another one, and he thinks about his first time, the way it hurt, the way he felt small and vulnerable and helpless, the way he held in the tears, forced himself not to cry until he was alone again. It wasn't any better the first time he did it because he wanted to. Jason doesn't remember the guy's face, really, or his name, but he remembers the way his smile made Jason feel warm, and the way that smile disappeared when Jason said, "Wait, hang on, I'm not sure." He remembers walking home determined not to limp, reminding himself that he asked for it, that he had liked it. He remembers scrubbing himself in the hottest water he could stand before sitting down on the shower floor, wrapping his arms around himself in a mockery of a hug, and sobbing until his throat felt as raw as his skin. Jason brings the water back to the bedroom. He crawls in next to the kid and wraps his arms around him, holds him, ignoring the way Robin scoffs and teases him for getting clingy. It doesn't change anything for him. It's too late for him. But for some reason it helps, knowing that there's at least one version of himself, somewhere in the multiverse, who won't have to carry the memories of his first time like they're stains he'd rather bleach away. It helps knowing that there's a version of himself who didn't have to hide his tears or his turn-ons. Jason holds this whiny, bratty, shameless version of himself, tells him he did good, tells him he's pretty and dirty and perfect, kisses his salty curls, and ignores the occasional tear that drips onto his skin. Maybe someday he'll unlearn the shame he was taught in his world. For now, he's just grateful for the reminder that it was learned, that shame wasn't written into his body, coded in his DNA, any more than his early death was a foregone conclusion to his life. Maybe someday. For now, he just holds on, imagining that he's sitting on the floor of a shower, holding a younger, smaller version of himself. The end. But there's a killer in your heart. You're not haunted. You just miss everything.